It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. The arts and culture scene is thriving in the city, and WNYC culture editor Jennifer Venasco is here for our occasional series, Don't Miss It, a look at some of the best the city has to offer. And Jay, this week you have a couple of plays, one movie, and a new art exhibit.
I do. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Let's start with the exhibit, which opened this week at the Park Avenue Armory. It's a large installation by artist Carrie Mae Weems. What did you see?
So it's actually a gigantic installation. You know how big that space is. And it's spread over several parts. There's video, there's a diorama section, there's photographs. The curator describes this as a roller coaster of emotions. And I thought, after seeing it, I thought that that is exactly right. It'll make you think. It made me laugh. And also, I was angry at some parts and I wound up crying toward the end.
Wow.
I know, it was very powerful. I talked to Carrie Mae Weems. She says she wanted to explore a couple ideas here. First, the resistance that she says, you know, white people have had as Black and Brown people have been gaining more power. And also the idea that politics, especially in the last few years, has really become a circus. And she juxtaposes those images a lot, like the January of last year takeover of the Capitol with actual circus images. And she also looks at a circus kind of literally using this combination of modern technology like video projection and also technology that was used when circuses were actually in their heyday in like the late 1800s, early 1900s. So things like cyclotrons, which are these kind of circular theaters, and diorama, as I said, and something also called Pepper's Ghost.
Pepper's Ghost. Well, it has a great name. What is that?
Doesn't it? So this was a kind of cool technology that early photographers used. And it's kind of like the first holograms. They used lights and mirrors to create this kind of ghostly presence that isn't really there. In this case, it looks as if you're seeing a woman, a ghost of a woman, perform on a stage. It's pretty cool.
Okay, Pepper's Ghost, a band name waiting to happen if it already hasn't been taken.
Yes, but it's perfect.
Isn't Carrie Mae Weems a photographer?
She is. She's perhaps one of our foremost living photographers, but she describes herself as an artist, first and foremost. And so photography is included here, but it's really not the backbone of the show. There's this tremendously moving video work. It's about 40 minutes. There's works using found objects. And there's an installation at the end that I won't spoil for you here. And there is a photograph in it, but it's really extraordinary and left me leaving the exhibit just enthralled.
Okay, that's the exhibit at Park Avenue Armory. Let's move on to the plays. The first one is called Clydes. I know you've seen a lot this fall. Why is this one of your picks?
You know, David, Clydes may be the most fun I've had in a theater this season.
Ooh, okay, really? Why is that?
Well, it's by Lynn Nottage. I must say that she's one of my favorite playwrights, so maybe I'm biased, but it takes place in a kitchen and a diner. All the workers are former prison inmates. They're all kind of cowed by this dominating, evil-ish boss. She's actually a great character, the kind of character that you love to hate. And you learn about their lives and their fight to just be seen as something other than former prison inmates. But all of that, like the explaining what the play's about, makes it sound kind of dour. And it's actually the opposite of that. It's, of course, moving and thought-provoking, but it is also so outrageously funny. There's little elements of surrealism, and it is a riot. It's fantastic.
Okay, again, that's Clydes by Lynn Nottage. The second play you're recommending is Trouble in Mind.
This one's really important. So Alice Childress wrote it 64 years ago. The producers say it was supposed to be the first play by a Black woman on Broadway, but she was asked to tone the material down. And when she wouldn't, they didn't put it up on a Broadway stage. But there's something about it. It really could have been written yesterday. It's this backstage show about Black theater artists in a white theater world and about how much they have to accommodate white people and bend around them. It's just a searing show, and one that's so deeply relevant, it could have been written yesterday.
Okay, and finally, a film that a lot of people have been waiting for, Steven Spielberg's West Side Story.
Oh, I was certainly waiting for this one. So we've seen so many movie musicals since the beginning of the pandemic, and they've really been a bit of a mixed bag. This one is everything you could hope for. The dancing feels explosive. It's a little grittier than you might expect, but it just makes the stakes feel higher. And Tony Kushner's book is a bit of a miracle. And it finally makes the play make sense. It fills in all the gaps that you might have wondered about from previous versions. And it feels set in the period. And yet Spielberg has really found this just new river of relevancy. It is exactly the West Side Story that at least I wanted.
Wow. Jennifer Venasco, WNYC's culture editor. Thanks for all these picks.
Thanks, David.